Good afternoon, everyone. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car and with hardly any voice left, following Purdue's 80-45 win over Marshall and Mackey Arena Saturday afternoon. This is your GoldenBlack.com drive home postgame podcast that is brought to you by our friends at East End Grill and Ripple and Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the Sand Valley Resort, and the Whitaker Inn, which I'll be driving past here very shortly. As alluded to earlier, I am ill. And I may or may not be able to make it through 10 minutes of podcast here. But I will do my best. Fortunately, there's not a whole lot to say about a Purdue game against Marshall that resulted in an 80-45 score. This was basically another exhibition game for Purdue. One of those procedural games you have on your schedule to fill out your season ticket package. You know, things like that. But the notable part of it was that Purdue changed the starting lineup. And I know how much everybody loves starting lineup changes, so that gave us something to talk about. Trey Kaufman-Wren was Purdue's starting center. And I'll remind everyone, you don't have to look like a center or play like a center to play center in college basketball. Camden Heidi is now Purdue's, you know, quote-unquote power forward. It's four-man. Miles Colvin moved into the starting lineup next to those two in place of Jakari Harris. This was the lineup that I figured, or I wrote all summer, that Purdue would ultimately find its way to, and I figured they'd start the season this way, but it took five games to get there. And I think Matt Painter wanted to give traditional size a shot. I think that's probably his preference. Most basketball coaches preference is to be able to make sure you've got somebody out there on the glass and you've got somebody out there to protect the rim and things like that. But Purdue wasn't getting a whole lot out of it. You know, Daniel Jacobson got hurt in the first game of the year, wasn't it? It still would have been a question even with Daniel Jacobson, who wasn't ready, but his upside maybe was your hope that center could go from being kind of a plug and play, just get through it kind of situation to being a strength again at Purdue this season. You know, Wilberg has been getting in foul trouble and whatnot, and you just weren't getting as much out of having size out there as you might get offensively from having your five best players and five of your most experienced players on the floor together here. And I think it's only possible because Miles Colvin has really grown into a two-way player, a more complete player, as we've talked about here already a number of times this season. He's defending and he's rebounding, and those were things he really had to grow into. Those were not his strengths last season. Those were not his strengths prior to Purdue. And this has been one of the most positive things, maybe the most positive development for Purdue thus far this season, is the step as a player Miles Colvin has taken into becoming a more complete player. And honestly, a more winning player. And good for him. And that's what basically makes this fivesome possible. Because if he wasn't defending, you would want Jakari Harris out there still. He is, I think Purdue views him as their best perimeter guy. Obviously, he's drawn a lot of the matchups. But Miles Colvin's been right there with him. He's subbed in and guarded some of these dudes too. So I think what Colvin gives Purdue too in the lineup is he's probably not going to be a guy people cheat off on the backside to try to crowd Trey Kaufman-Wren like Marquette did, where they were kind of hanging off Jakari Harris a little bit to make sure somebody was there over Trey Kaufman-Wren's other shoulder. Jakari Harris is probably going to be a consistent shooter in his career, but freshman, as has been proven time and again, for whatever reason, just don't shoot very well. It's just something in basketball that happens. And the big jump usually comes year one to year two, but, you know, Purdue's pressing matter not right now is this season. And I think having another guy out there who can command respect on that backside can really help open up Trey Kaufman-Wren. You've got him bracketed with shooters now. Camden Heidi is shooting like crazy right now. And it was just a couple weeks ago that people were freaking out because he missed his first two shots of the season or whatever it was. And that he passed up some open ones. It looked like he didn't have a lot of confidence. But now, Purdue moving him to the four, and this wasn't new today. Purdue was closing games like this prior, and so they have done this before, just not in their first unit. I think Camden Heidi's really found a niche in terms of those three-pointers that Purdue's ball screen offense and motion, and ball screens are baked into Purdue's motion, too. That generates a lot of good looks for the four-man, and you've seen it time and again over the years at Purdue with you got your Robbie Hummels, you got your Vince Edwards, you got your Grady Eifert. Can't forget Grady Eifert. He'd be very mad at me if I didn't mention him. Aaron Wheeler, and obviously Mason Gillis last year. And it's just, it's really important for Purdue to have that floor spacer out there. Also, as an entry man, a lot of that action also sets up the post feed. That's what made Mason Gillis such a good entry guy. But Camden Heidi's capable of some of that same stuff, and he looks good shooting those threes on the move that offensive structure produces. And he has to rebound. Everybody in this lineup has to rebound. That's the biggest question. But again, Miles Colvin becoming a rebounder overnight helps probably make this a little more palatable. But it's going to be up to Trey Kaufman-Wren, obviously, to become a really, really big-time rebounder. It's up to everybody on the floor to be very mindful of the defensive glass. It's going to be up to Camden Heidi to play with a lot of energy, a lot of aggressiveness, and use his athleticism and things like that. And both Colvin and Heidi have been doing that this season, and that's been a really positive thing, too, and really makes this possible. So this is probably it's absolutely going to be Purdue's best offensive lineup. You've got Trey Kaufman-Wren in the middle, flanked by four guys who can shoot. The middle of the floor, theoretically, should be opened up. You're going to be able to play with Braden Smith and Trey Kaufman-Wren in pick and roll. And if Camden Heidi keeps shooting like this, there's not going to be anybody you can really help off. Theoretically, I mean, they have to back it up. But the thinking behind this lineup is not just experience and quality, but also just offensive potency. And we'll see what Purdue kind of makes of it here. You can't tell anything from Marshall. This was a game that was garbage time for the entirety of the second half. I didn't think Purdue played terribly well and still won by 35 points. I also watched from the media room because I didn't want to get everybody else sick, so I can't say I noticed as much of the granular stuff as I might have otherwise. It's going to be interesting to see how Purdue kind of commits to this new lineup. It's just a starting lineup. You can obviously be as flexible as you want. You can go back to size. You can subsize in pretty quick, and you can go back to the way you were playing. But now that Purdue has kind of made the move to this as their starting five, now you have to figure they're pretty committed to it and that they start to really, really commit to making these lineups as optimal as possible. And that kind of rhymed, didn't it? Yeah. It'll be really interesting to see how this goes. This kind of reminds me a little bit of 2011 when Purdue wasn't a great rebounding team, wasn't a great defensive team, so they said the hell with it and just moved Robbie Hummel to the five. And all of a sudden, big centers had to guard Robbie Hummel out 30 feet from the basket. And that's what kind of saved Purdue's season. It was like the adjustment of the Matt Painter era, if you ask me. It got him in the NCAA tournament, and they should have beaten Kansas that year. Remember, Thomas Robinson couldn't guard Hummel. And I'm not saying that Trey Kaufman-Wren is Robbie Hummel from a perimeter perspective, but he's a really good offensive player, and he's going to be surrounded by shooters. And as long as Purdue takes care of the basketball and rebounds, this could really work. So, hey, that's what I got. I'm going to San Diego this week, so I'll talk to you guys again from San Diego later in the week. This has been your GoldenBlack.com Drive Home Postgame Podcast. It has been brought to you by our friends at the East End Grill and Rippling Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sand Valley Resort, and the Whitaker Inn. And I am going to go cough my brains out. So, thanks, everybody.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.